Welcome to the Water Podcast, episode 23, recorded April 10th, 2009. Water is a tool for testing web applications. You can learn more about water in episode 1. My name is Tiffany Fodor, and I'm filling in for your host, Jelko Philippin, today, because today's guest is the man himself, Jelko Philippin. Hi, Jelko.
Hi.
Is it strange being on the other side of the interview?
Yeah, it is.
So we've been collecting questions the past couple days on the IRC channel and at Water General. And there's one that's been burning up the IRC channel. Everybody wants to know, is that mustache in your Twitter picture real? And if so, how long did it take you to grow it?
I think I know the person that asked him, that asked the question.
Oh, there's more than one.
Oh, really? Well, then I missed it. No, the mustache is fake. I just painted it for one podcast, and then I like the picture and use it a lot.
It's a good picture. I think looking at your Twitter pictures, you and Charlie Baker and Brett Particord could be water desperados.
And Charlie with that cowboy hat.
So I have a question from Brett on the IRC channel. He asks about Croatia becoming a member of NATO. That happened on April 1st, and he wonders how the people in Croatia feel about that.
Yeah, I'm still not sure if it's a joke or not, because it's on that famous Fool's Day. But I don't know. I have split feelings being in military. It brings a lot of lot of responsibilities for such a small country as Croatia is. But
right.
I guess if we are in the war again, other people will help us out. Who knows? I'm not really in politics.
So I have another question from Brett. He wonders what the Ruby community is like in Zagreb.
Well, it's a small community. We've on a bar camp here in Zagreb about 2 years ago. I really didn't know until then that there are anybody else in Croatia and even Zagreb using Ruby. But surprisingly, there was like 10 or 20 people that came to Ruby lectures, and then we decided to form a Ruby group. We have almost monthly meetings, but not a lot of people came to the meetings. So it's a small community and not very live, but we do our best.
It sounds like you're pretty active in both the water and the Ruby community there in Croatia.
I try to be active, but I don't really have a lot of time, and so the time is a limiting factor here.
Right. This one, another question, comes from the IRC channel from both Alan and Chuck. You do such a great job with the water podcast, and they're wondering what's involved with actually producing a water podcast. What kind of tools you use, that kind of thing, too.
I actually wrote a blog post about most of the tools I use, and I plan to write another one with all the tools I use for the podcast. But in short, I use Skype to call people because usually interviews are over Skype, really rarely live like in Water 2009. I use GarageBand for recording. It's an audio recording and editing software. I have Mac a few months now, so GarageBand is Mac only. Before that, I used an open source program called Audacity. The same thing also for recording and editing audio. Then there's a tool called Levelator from Conversation Network, I think its organization is called. It's the volumes of the volumes, just leave it there. Then I have a website. It's a WordPress website that I have on shared hosting. It's a cheap hosting. I host my files, my audio files, at Amazon S3, and I have a tool called, It's called as S3 Organizer. It's a Firefox add-in for uploading to and downloading to and from Amazon S3. And I don't know. I have a team that I ask for help. You and Alan usually ask you for help, Alan, with website and you with audio editing, because editing audio can be time consuming. I don't know. I guess that's all.
I was really impressed with how easy the audio editing software is to use.
Yes, it's really easy to use. I think I didn't happen to tell you anything how to use it. I just said, I'll try it out, and you sent me back edited audio, and I said, well, that is good.
Yeah, I really like that application. So, you know, it's obvious that you like podcasting a lot. What do you like best about it?
The podcasting when I create podcasts, or the podcasting when I listen to podcasts?
Both, actually.
Well, I used to run a lot. I used to run a long distance. I had a pause for about a year and a half, but I started running again recently. And running long distance takes a long time. So if you have half an hour or sometimes even two, it's convenient to have something to fill the time. And podcasts are just the best way to kill some hour or two. So I found a bunch of podcasts that are really interesting, usually technology related, and lots of them at twit.tv network. I really love to hear a lot of stuff. I love to learn new things, but I don't have time to read a lot. So podcasts are just a great way to learn something new when I'm doing stuff that don't involve me thinking anything, just cleaning a house or driving the car or running around, stuff like that. And actually, I really never planned to record a podcast. I was bugging Brett and probably Charlie for months that they should record a podcast, and they just said, oh, looks like you're the perfect person to do it because you know what has to be done, and they didn't really care so much as I did. So I said, well, I'll try, and 23 podcasts later and almost a year later, here we are.
Yeah, I think the community really appreciates them. I know I listen to all of them. I look forward to when they come out.
I'm glad that people enjoy it. I really enjoy doing it. And I just remember that recording podcasts, the great thing about it is that I got a chance to meet a lot of people from water community that I wouldn't have had the chance otherwise. So, like you and Alistair and Brett, Charlie, all the people that I knew for years over Water General mailing list, I had the chance to talk with them and with all of them that I've just said to meet at all times. I don't know, I think that just chatting with Water community members also is a great thing for community, just to see that we're just normal people that do our jobs and see how we are, not just our short and sometimes cranky answers on Water General.
Yeah, I agree, and I think it helped a lot at ADA this year, where you know a lot of us had talked, you know, either been involved in a podcast or heard the podcasts of people that were there, and so it felt like you already knew those people when you got to the conference.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. It was really interesting to see in person the people I've talked with and knew for years, but just online.
So is there anything you dislike about podcasting?
It's time consuming, especially audio editing. Like a lot of testers, I'm probably a bit more perfectionist that it's needed for life. So I tend to over-edit the podcast, and it's so time-consuming. I go from almost no editing to compulsive editing from time to time. I don't know. It takes a lot of time that could be used in some better way, but I haven't found a way to shorten the editing down, except to outsource it to you.
Well, I'm happy to help. Let's see, the next question I have is about the water community. Both Alan and Brett are kind of wondering how the water community has changed since you've joined.
Well, I really don't know. I've joined water a few years ago, and the only thing I see is changed is that the tool is more mature. There are frameworks popping out all around. And about the community, the only thing that changed is that there are really more of us there. I was looking at Water General, that's like a reference for how big water community is, and a few months ago it was 1,000 people, and a few days ago I think it's 1,300 or even 400 now, so the community is growing really fast.
Wow. It is kind of a good problem to have, I guess. The tool is so successful and such a good tool to use that, the community is growing pretty quickly.
Yeah, but it's the curse of being successful, I guess.
So what should people who are new to the water community know?
Oh, they should definitely know some HTML that could really help with testing web applications. Some CSS and JavaScript would be good to know, but my knowledge of CSS and JavaScript is so basic that... And I get along, so knowing some Ruby would be great, like reading a pickaxe book or anything else, and of course reading Quick Start Guide. That's a really short introduction to water, and the tutorial that has almost everything we know about water. That's the stuff they should know. They should know that. They should Google for the term that they're interested in before asking a question and stuff like that.
Yeah, I find that really helps to search the list first, because, or even search Google, because certainly someone smarter than me has had the same problem before.
Yeah, but recently, to return back to the question about water community, what's changed? So we have a lot of more tools for the community. We have a podcast, we have our IRC channel, now we have GitHub that also we hope will grow the community, and we have lots of blogs talking about water. We have a lot of Twitter accounts that tweet about water all the time, so there are a lot of stuff online about water, and maybe our documentation could be better. I hope water.com will begin live. Alistair, if you're listening to this, all the best with water.com. And just Google. Google is your friend.
I agree. So you're a member of the Water Core team. So what do you do with the Core team, and how does one become a member of the Core team?
Oh, that's a question that's so good. I want to have a whole podcast about it. So how to become a member of Water Core team, even if you're just a simple tester from Eastern Europe like myself. And the answer is just use the tool, use it a lot, learn about it, learn some Ruby, blog about it, answer questions at Water General. I really didn't do anything when they made me a member of Water Core team. I don't know if I've wrote some documentation, but maybe that's after they made me a member of Core team. So just answering questions, and I just answer simple questions that I know to answer. That will get you a long way in the water community. There's no better way. And also, if you blog and you tweet about water and even record a podcast or two, you can record the podcast yourself and just mail it to me. I'll be happy to host it on Water Podcast with full credentials to you. And or if you would like to speak with me, just let me know and we'll arrange something. Now that Tiffany has recording experience, she can interview you, so
I think I'll leave it to you the rest of the time.
We'll see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I forgot what the question was. Did I answer your question?
It was about how to become a member of the core team.
Yeah, just be there on Water General, and I think if you help a few people, they'll be glad to make you a member of Water General. Also, contribute to code if you know how to code and know that GitHub magic, and I also have a blog post on my blog how to set it up on Mac.
I've been really nervous about trying Git, and your blog post has made me a little braver, so I think I might try it soon.
Yeah, I plan to do it, do a blog post how to do it on Windows, just because I know there are lots of people that use Windows and Water. So,
oh, that's me. I'll wait then for your blog post.
But I think there'll be just a few things different. I don't know. We'll see. And also, how to become a member of core team by any means. So please do write some documentation, fix some wiki pages, report bugs to Jira and all that good stuff. Ask if you don't see your question answered anywhere. Ask and we'll answer. Somebody will answer. And I guess that's it. There's not much to do.
Okay. I've had a few questions. Lots of people are wondering what framework you're using, what gems you use with that framework right now.
Well, I have a simple test unit based framework like you do, I guess.
Yep.
And I have classes that contain my test code logic, and then I have a test unit runner, and I just run it. There's nothing fancy. My application is big on sending and receiving emails, so I use Tmail, that's RubyGem, for passing mails. I use, it's not a gem, it's a Ruby library for, I think it's called Net SMTP for sending and receiving mails. And I guess that's it. No big magic from this side.
Me either. So are you thinking about changing your framework?
Yeah, I think I've changed, like I've thrown away all my framework code and started all over for like maybe 5 times. But this framework that I have right now is really good. It just maybe a few months ago or maybe a year ago, I made a big refactoring to the runner. I had another runner before, my custom, then I switched to test unit. So it survived one big refactoring, but now when I work on it, I see there are lots of code that's just no good and need some good refactoring, and when I refactor the code, I just might as well switch to something good like Watercraft.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you are. I also have a test unit framework that I built and kind of looking to make it cooler, I think.
my framework just suits my needs right now. It's good. I'm testing a new feature and writing a lot of code, and the framework behaves really good, but I would, to make it like I think it should be, I should spend like a week on it, then I guess in a week I could switch to Watercraft framework too, so maybe just I'll switch there and contribute to to existing framework than developing my own.
Yeah, I think right now, at least for me, where mine really falls short is in reporting. I'm using CI Reporter, but it doesn't really give great output. So I'm kind of looking to build a framework to make better reporting capabilities.
And mine also sucks in reporting. Nobody but me can understand the output of my framework.
Even when I give reporting, the reporting that I have, I post it for everyone to see. They still just call me for a thumbs up or thumbs down. Nobody looks at it.
Yeah. But I'm the only one using my framework for running tests, so I never had the reason to make some good reporting. But it would come in handy if I had it.
I think so too. So those are all the questions I have. Is there anything that anything else you'd like to talk about?
Oh, so short. I thought we'd talk for hours. Oh, great. Well, I would like to talk about one thing that I saw that we have in common, and it's called Fortran.
Yeah, I'm just dying to try What If.
Yeah, me too. I didn't have the chance to download and try it because license is a bit pricey and you have a monkey in your office, but I'll try to arrange something. And I don't know, Fortran just brings some good old memories back. I'll see, maybe port Watercraft framework to What If. Who knows?
Yeah, I thought I'd never have to touch Fortran again.
Me too. It's as far as I remember, it wasn't so bad as a language, but it wasn't anything that I would love to go back to.
No, me either. I think only the old engineering professors that don't want to learn a new programming language use it now. Thank you for listening to the Water Podcast. You can leave comments about this podcast and find others at waterpodcast.com. The Water Podcast team is Jelko Philippin, Alan Baird, and me. You can find more information about us at waterpodcast.com/team. Thanks to the nice people at Watercraft for their support of the Water Podcast. They pay for the hosting, domain, and even equipment. Jelko's website can be found at jelkophilippin.com. In case there was any doubt that he's a rock star, the music for this podcast was played by Jelko himself. The Water Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 Croatia license.